I'm your host, Dr. Maurice Joyner. Today, we'd like to look at a story in the book of Daniel. And the title of today's message is Trust in God. As an introduction to this story, this is the story of a king, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, who decided to build his own God, a God made of gold, set up in the plain of Dur in the province of Babylon. And of course, the king invited all of the government officials, governors, judges, counselors, all of whom to join him in the dedication of this massive gold statue that he had designed and set up to represent his God, their God. And the king went on and made a decree that at the sound of various instruments, everyone were to bow down and worship the gold statue, the God of King Nebuchadnezzar. And his decree was that whoever does not bow down will be thrown into a fire furnace. However, there were certain friends of Daniel who wanted no part of King Nebuchadnezzar's so-called God made of gold. And the word got around to the king. So now let's pick up this story in the book of Daniel 3, and we'll begin at verse 12. And it says here, there are certain Jews, this is members of the king in a circle that is speaking to the king. And they say to the king, there are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regards to you. And it goes on to tell him that they do not serve your gods, or worship the gold image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in a rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, he wants to get clarity. He wants to know himself. As he posed the question to them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I've set up? Now here in verse 15, going forward, this gets to be very interesting. So I'd like for you to open up your heart, grab on, and let this take roots. And it says here in verse 15, now, if you are ready, what the king is posting to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, now, if you are ready, and at the time you hear the sounds of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyres, and the psalteries and sympathy with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, the image which I have made, said the king, good. Then it goes on to say, but if you do not worship, this is his threatening statement to them. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And again, let your heart be open. Because now the king is saying, and who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Let this take root here. And we go to verse 16 when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. That we have no need to answer you in this matter. This is a statement of boldness, that the trust and confidence that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego have in their God. My God, your God. And they go back and they say to him, if that is the case, our God, who we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And it goes on to say, and he will deliver us from your hand. And he will deliver us from your hands, O king. And this gets to be even more interesting. Even more with the confidence of faith. The confidence of trust. As they say here in verse 18, but if not, let it be known to you, O king, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. We do not serve your God, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. What a bold and confident statement of trust and faith. And it goes on in verse 19, then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury. And the expression on his face changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. This is something that the king had never experienced before. He had been comfortable with everyone bowing down to his wishes, his desires. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego says, not today. So the king spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was used to heat it. 7 times more than it was used to heat it. The king's desire is to make an example of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in order for the furnace to be heated 7 times more than it usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, before the king command, I'm sorry. Therefore, because the king command was so urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And then here in verse 24, then the king was astonished. And he arose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors. And he said to the counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And of course, they answered and said to the king, true, O king. But in verse 25, it says here that the King Nebuchadnezzar replied, look, he answered, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. Walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. The form of the fourth is like the Son of God. How wonderful our God is to those who trust in Him. That is the power and the love of our Father, Lord, and Savior. And He is the same God today as He was then. And He will always remain the same because He is the God Almighty, unchangeable. I'm here to say that God is still performing miracles every day. Doctors, emergency rescue workers, and alike are being amazed by God's glory and miracle working power. Unfortunately, we are in a world that wants to keep us in darkness, fear, and uncertainty. But God tells us in Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. He says to us that we are to think on those things that are of Him, things that are pure, noteworthy, and worthy to give praise. Perhaps today you are in the midst of a fire, seeking direction, understanding, or breakthrough concerning a trial that seems helpless. Don't lose hope. You're not alone. God says to us that He would never leave nor forsake us. We're never alone. We are to trust in Him and walk in hope and expectations of His promises and faithfulness. Proverbs 3:5-6 tells us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and to lean not on your own understanding. And in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Let me say this again. He tells us in Proverbs 3:5-6, to trust in him with all your heart and lean not upon your own understanding. See, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, all this was beyond their understanding. But they continue to trust in him. Just as God stood in the midst of the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who trust in him. Just as the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years, who trusted in him. Just as sight was restored to the blind men, who trusted in him. Just as Daniel, who was thrown in the lion's den, and the lions became his sleep number mattress for a perfect night's sleep, who trusted in him. Let me say again, God is still performing miracles across all the land for a testimony of his glory, so others can trust in him. I'm grateful today. I am grateful to be among the bodies of witness to testify of his glory. Often I find myself reflecting back on my childhood and the fact that we did not have access to proper medical attention. It was not a term in our household. Our medical care was made up of home remedies. There was a remedy treatment for headaches, stomachache, toothache, and every other type of aches and pain. Having experienced this way of life as a young child has given me the confidence and faith to trust in God. Because knowing that he took good care of me then, surely he won't fail me now. Or as the hymns was said back in the day, I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. That the God I trust. That's the God I pray everyone come to trust. Even when I turned my back on him, he continued to take good care of me. Just trust in him. As the story goes on, King Nebuchadnezzar eventually came to his right frame of mind and humbled himself to the Most High God and realized that his gold statue was nothing more than a statue, powerless, offered nothing to the human needs. He came to learn, as the scripture says, the burning flames of the fire had no power over Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. As we goes on to verse 28, it says that Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angels and delivered his servant, who trusted in him." This is the king saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angels and delivered his servants, who trusted in him." And they have frustrated the king's words and yield their body, and that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. This is the king saying that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. You see, the king was enlightened to the fact that the God Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego serve, the God who we serve, is the God Almighty, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, and the Priest and the Prince of Peace. So then the king went on and promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. The book of Exodus 14 and 14 says, "The Lord will fight for us, and we shall hold our peace." That the Lord will fight for us. Yes, he will. "And we shall hold our peace." Just trust in him. We're now approaching a new year, the year of 2024. And perhaps you're looking forward to a new start, a new direction, a new way of life. Today, God would love to give you a special invitation, an invitation to life and life more abundantly, an invitation to salvation. And it goes like this. In the book of John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world." For God so loved me. For God so loved you, that he gave his only son, Jesus Christ. And that whoever believes in him, should not perish, but have eternal life. Eternal life. So if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, you are saved. Just believe that in your heart, and you are saved. It's that simple. Your life is now on a new path. A path where God created especially for you in his glory. And I stand as a witness to share with you that your life would never be the same. it would never be the same. And I also invite you to study God's word, to get into his word, and to establish a personal relationship with him. Let him become your best of friends. Blessings to you in the year of 2024. In all the years to come, for the glory of God. And until next time, make every day a brighter day, so those who see you, they will see him. In Jesus' name, amen.